कावासहेत विरहं पुरुषोत्तमस्य प्रेमावलोकनशिरस्मितवल्गुजल्पाय स्थैर्यं समालमहरन् मधुमालिनीनाम् रोमोत्सवो मम यदन् विविशङ्किताय का वा सहेत विरहं पुरुषोत्तमस्य प्रेमावलोकरुचिरस्मितवल्गुजल्पाय स्थैर्यं समालमहरन् मधुमालिनीनाम् रोमोत्सवो मम यदन् विचङ्किताय का वा सहेत विरहं पुरुषोत्तमस्य प्रेमावलोकरुचिरस्मितवल्गुजल्पाय स्थैर्यं समालमहरन् मधुमालिनीनाम् रोमोत्सवो मम यदन् विचङ्किताय का वा सहेत विरहं पुरुषोत्तमस्य Viraham, separation, purushottamasya, of the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prema, loving, avaloka, glancing, ruchirasmita, pleasing smile, valgujalpai, hearty appeals, Tayaryam, gravity, samanam, along with passionate wrath, aharat, conquered, madhu, sweethearts, maninam, women such as Satyabhama, romotsavaha, hair standing on end out of pleasure. Mama, mind, yat, whose, ankri, feet, vichanki kaya, imprinted with. Translation. Who can, therefore, tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts like Satyabhama and others by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance and hearty appeals. When he traversed the earth's surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet, and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass, which appeared like hairs, standing on me out of pleasure.
And prakriti, there are two words. Prakriti means enjoyed or the energy, and purusha means the enjoyer and or the powerful. So we are prakriti. We living entities, we are prakriti. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti means para, big, Aparanam, it was food, prakritim me. Prakritim vidhi me para. So, Purusham Thastatam, Krishna is the supreme person in the Purusha. Purusha has got different features, personal expansion, personal features, the supreme personality of Godhead, expansion feature also, two kinds. Samsa Vibhinna. His personal expansion and separated expansion. We are all separated expansion, Vibhinna. A small particle. Just like the sun, we are. The sun sign means combination of sparking molecules. Very small. The sun sign means they are not homogeneous. They are small particles, tiny part and parcel of the sun. Similarly, we living entities, we are like that. A small particle, part and parcel of God. So we are also brightening, shining. We are not dull. But an account of our combination with the material nature, we have been covered. Therefore, our shining quality is now stored. Shining quality is now stored. That is our forgetfulness about our relationship with the Supreme Purusha. Purusha-uttama, uttama-purusha. Uttama, madhyama, and adhama. There are three grades of purusha. We are the lowest grade, adhama. So, because we are adhama purusha, therefore, there is chance of our brightness being sometimes covered. But we can, again, revive our brightness and shine with the Supreme Person. As the sun and the sun shine, they are together shining. There is light. Similarly, when we are again posted in our own constitutional position, and Krishna is like the sun, and we are shining particles, then our life is successful. That is one. Therefore, Krishna comes to Purushottama to take us back. Why you are now covered, your shining is stopped, you are morose, you are suffering, threefold miserable condition of material existence. Why you are rocking here? Sarvadharmān parityajya māmīkam saraṇam. Krishna comes himself. He is within everyone's heart. He is instructing. He is ready to instruct. But he will only instruct to such persons who have engaged themselves in devotional service. Krishna is there. Just like the master is there and many workers are there also, the master speaks to the important persons not to the ordinary person. Similarly, the Master is there in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam nirdeshe arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantrarulani maya. Whatever we are getting for our sense enjoyment, that is the sanction of the Purusha, the Supreme Person. The Paramatma feature is Madhyama Purusha. He is Purushottama. Purushottama is the Supreme Person. And the Supreme Person, by his expansion as the Super Soul, is present in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. His guiding has strength. His guiding has strength. But he speaks directly with the living entity as soon as we are purified by devotional service. Tesham satatujuttanam bhajatam pritipurbhagam. That is, that qualification we have to attain. Then Krishna, Purushottam, will speak from within. Just like he spoke from within a Brahma, Tene Brahma Vida Adikavai. We have to become qualified to talk with the Supreme Person. And he will give us advice. He is giving us advice. He is ready to give us advice. From within and from without. From within as super soul and from without as the spiritual mind. Therefore it is said, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Ratabhi. Both things are required. Guru and Krishna. If we are sincere, if we actually want Krishna, Krishna is within your heart, he will help you in meeting the spiritual master, his representative, and by the instruction of the spiritual master, he will develop more and more your Krishna consciousness, your original position. This is called devotional service or bhakti lata. Bhakti lata bees. Just like one small creeper. First of all, to sow the seed and water it, then gradually it sprouts and gradually grows. Similarly, by the mercy of Krishna and his representative, Guru, spiritual master, you get the seed of bhakti-lata, devotional service. And if you sow it within the heart, mali haiya sei bij pare aropan. Just like if you take a seed, nice seed, and if you sow it and pour water little, then it will grow and it will become a big tree or big creeper and give you the fruit, you will enjoy it. Similarly, the bhakti-lata bij is given by the spiritual master in cooperation with Krishna, that he initiates. This initiation, Iron Man means sowing the seed of devotional service. Now, if you think that after getting initiation, I have become perfect, now again, whatever nonsense I was doing, I shall go on doing it. then it will be useless. It will be useless. Suppose if you get a seed, if you don't take proper care, water it nicely, then it will not grow. It will be stunned there. So you have to take. Mali haiya sahi bheed kare aroko. Savan kirtan jale karaya sacha. So this initiation means, by the mercy of Krishna, through his agents, the spiritual master, you are getting the seed of bhakti-vata. So you have to take care of yourself by the inspection. Not that now I have got a spiritual master and I have got the initiation, my business is finished. Let me do all nonsense. No. This initiation process, we take promise from you that no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Before the fire ceremony means, fire is also a representation of Yajna Purusha. And through fire, the Yajna Purusha is Purushottam. So there is fire, there is spiritual master, there is Shastra, there is Krishna. Before they are all witness. Just like before the High Court judge, you promise, yes, I will speak. Whatever I will speak in this court, it is all truth. So this promise, the judge knows, and he gives his judgment on that. Similarly, these promises must be kept, otherwise it will be useless. That is your business. The same thing. Guru Krishna, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, you get the thing. Now to use the thing properly, that will depend on you. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Deed. I can give you a very nice thing. But you keep it locked up in your treasury and never use it. Then what will you do? Mali hai ya sahi deed karo eroko. You have to sow it. And pour water and see that it is nicely growing. That is very nicely described in Upasiksha. Mali haiya sehi kare aroko. So don't think that after the official ceremony of initiation, your business and my business is finished. No. The business begins. It is not the finishing, it is the beginning. So if you don't go further, Adu Gurbhasram. The beginning is to take shelter of Guru. That is the beginning. And Adu Gurbhasram Sadharma Puritsya. Then the student must be very inquisitive. Sadharma Puritsya. Sadhu Marganu Gavana will find all these things in instruction in the nature of the Guru. So, today some of you are going to be initiated. This is the beginning of your spiritual life. But if you don't take care of further development, then that is up to you. You may fall down because Maya is very strong. Maya will place so many impediments. She does not like that so easily you go back to home, back to God. That is my business. They eat his aguna just like police. Police business is to see the criminal that is actually he is in his original consciousness to become law-abiding citizen. Otherwise police will go on punishing. that is police out there. Similarly, this Maya is the police agent. Her business is to chastise you every moment. This is going on. Ayurupe Brahmanda Bhavite Kono Bhagwan. So, this material life means within the jurisdiction of Maya, and she is always punishing us. Anadi Bahimukhi Krishna Bhuli Gela Otaye Maya Tar Golay Bhagi. Because we have tried to forget Krishna. That is not good for us. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayesam Purusam Shakshat Atma Prabhamam Isharam Abhajananti Nabhajanti Sthanad Bhrashta Patantabha. I'll give you a practical example. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body, your body. But if it becomes disease, then it cannot act as my finger. It becomes a source of pain only. Then sometimes, doctor advises, physician or the surgeon, that unless you cut off this finger, the whole hand will be poisoned. Then you have to cut off. To save the other finger. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. When we become disobedient or diseased, to become disobedient to God means that is disease condition. Because we have to become obedient to somebody. Even of our so-called disobedient state, don't care for God. Alright, don't care for God, but care for somebody else. That is obligated. You cannot say that I don't care for anyone. That is not possible. If you don't care for God, then you have to care for somebody. If you don't care for the state law, then you have to take care of the police department. You cannot say that I'm independent. That is not possible. So, our position is forgetting God, we are being kicked out constantly by Maya. The Maya has given us the senses. And the senses are dictating us, do this, do that, do this, do that. And we have become servant of our senses. So, two things are there. You are servant by constitution. You don't think that you are master. But when you forget or give up the service of the law, then you become servant of your senses or mind. This is your position. So when you voluntarily again give up the service of the senses and surrender to the master of the senses, Rishikesha. Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishika Isha. Rishika means senses. Senaya Rubhaya Madde Rathasthapaya Me Achyuta. Achyuta and Rishikesha Tadakarna. There is one word, Rishikesha. So, Rishikesha is the master of senses, Krishna. So, when in our present condition we have forgotten our master of senses, but we have taken senses as our master. This is our position. We have forgotten the master of the senses, but we have accepted the senses as our master. So this has to be purified. Not to become the servant of the senses, but to become servant of the master of the senses. Then you also become master of the senses. That purification process is called devotional service and bhakti. That is described in Narada Mantra. sarva-pāthi-vinirmuktam tat-parattena nirmala. Now, how we have become the servant of our senses? On account of so many designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that, I am so many designations. So if designation means to become servant of the senses. Designation means to become the servant. So we have to forget our designation. From this initiation point of view, everyone should consider that I am no more American, I am no more Indian, no more these or that. No, I am Hindu, he is Christian. I am servant of Krishna. Then you become designationless. I am servant of Krishna, Jive Swarupa Nitya Krishna Da. Then you become designationless. And immediately purify. Sarvapadhi Nirmuktam Tatparita Nirmalam. Nirmalam means spotless. When the spotless becomes spotless, then, Rishi Kina, you have got your senses. Then your senses are engaged in the servant of the master of the senses. That is called bhakti. Rishi Kina, Rishi Kesa, Sevanam, Bhakti Vichyat. So these things are all very elaborately, nicely explained in our books. So those who are going to be initiated, they should take it as a vow, not to fall down again. Catch Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, and he will not fall. Māmi vada prabhadanti, māyāmi tāṁ taranti. So, be determined. Don't make it a fuss. That today I am initiated and tomorrow again I give up everything. And again, go my hair and go to the head. No, don't do that. If you want to be serious, then the path is clear of going back to home. Mantra bhari sajani bhakti yogena jasevas chagunan samati paitan brahma bhuyaya kripa. As soon as you engage yourself in devotional service, you become purified of all material contaminants. Sagunan samatita yita. We are being troubled by the three modes of material nature. But if you stick to our devotional service, it is not very difficult. So, follow the four regulative principles, no illicit sex. There is no question of stopping sex, but no illicit sex. Unfortunately, they are so unfortunate that although they have got their wife, they go to another girl. And although the girl has one husband, she goes to another. So unfortunate. These things should be stopped if you want to be serious. Otherwise, make a fuss and you, whatever is that. I cannot give you protection. That is not possible. So, you must have to follow these rules and regulations. If you are serious, then take initiation. Otherwise, don't make fuss. Don't make fuss. That is my request. One has to be very determined. Bhajanti man dhirabhrata. This word is used. Dhirabhrata. Strong determination. Yes. In this life, I shall go back to home, back to God. This is determination. And what is the difficulty? No difficulty. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. You are taking the beads, 16 rounds. It can be finished. At first 2 hours or 3 hours. So, you have got 24 hours. If you want to sleep of course, 23 hours, that is another thing. You have to minimize your speaking. If you cannot finish 16 nouns, then you must not sleep on that. You must not eat. Why don't you forget to eat? Forget. Why do you forget? Shanti, Hare Krishna. This is negligence. Aparad. Offense. Rather, you should forget your sleeping and eating and must finish 16 nouns. This is called determination. This is called determination. So, you are welcome to take initiation, but if you are neglectful, if you want to make it a fast, that is your business. I cannot give you any protection. Thank you very much. No question now.